Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does it this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Fine, thanks, but I'm still stumped on last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the words Paris and Tower. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word for someone you often see in a restaurant. What is the word? Well, if you change one of the R's to an N, you can spell wait person.
Aha!
All right, Ian, today is Friday the 13th.
A
day considered unlucky by many people. There are many purported origins of the fear of Friday the 13th, called Parascevidecatriophobia. In Italy, Friday the 17th is considered unlucky, and in Greece and many Spanish-speaking countries, Tuesday the 13th is considered an unlucky day. We'll try to make today a lucky day for our listeners with some questions about the number 13.
Okay.
And Providence Plantations is the end of the official name of which state? The first of the original 13 colonies to renounce its allegiance to the British crown, and the last of the original colonies to ratify the U.S. Constitution.
That is Rhode Island.
That is correct. And Rhode Island refused to ratify until they were given assurance that a Bill of Rights would be part of the Constitution. The 1984 drama Red Dawn was the first motion picture to receive a PG-13 rating. The rating was created partly due to the efforts of what director, who lamented that movies like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom were too mature for PG audiences, but not mature enough for an R rating.
Spielberg?
Yes, Spielberg himself. And in his plea to the president of the MPAA, Spielberg said that the gap between PG and R was a netherworld of unfairness. A group of humans from planets known as the 12 Colonies search for a fabled 13th colony, a planet known as Earth, after a cybernetic race known as the Cylons wage war and devastate the colonies. This is the premise for what television series, which originally aired in the late 1970s and was reimagined in 2004?
I do not know. Battlestar Galactica?
Battlestar Galactica is correct. And I won't say any kind of a bonus fact because anything I say will probably spoil something, but I'll just say you should watch it, at least the 2004 version, because despite its flaws, which of course it has, it is an amazing series, so you should go watch it. Launched on April 11, 1970, the Apollo 13 mission returned to Earth a week later after an oxygen tank exploded and the planned lunar landing was scrapped. The commander of Apollo 13 was the first person to fly in space four times and the only one to fly to the moon twice without landing. Who is it?
Lovell?
Yes, James Lovell. Very good. And James Lovell was awarded both the Congressional Space Medal of Honor, which sounds like a made-up thing but is a real thing, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And there is also a crater on the moon named Lovell in his honor. And finally, the only Major League Baseball player who has had his number 13 jersey retired is Dave Concepcion, who played with the same team from 1970 to 1988 and was part of the Big Red Machine, a team recognized as one of the best in baseball history. What team did Concepcion play for?
The Cincinnati Reds.
That's correct, hence the Big Red Machine. Well, apparently Ian doesn't have triskaidekaphobia. Watch out for black cats and ladders and drop us a line at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word 13th. That's T-H-I-R-T-E-E-N-T-H. If you change one letter to a K, you can rearrange the result to spell the name, three letters, seven letters, of a famous sculpture. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Don't open the door for Jason tonight. We'll see you at the same time next week.
Happy birthday, Mom.